Hey everyone, before we get to the interview in question, I just want to remind you that we have a weekly show at Blind Bargains going on. You can find that in our app on iOS or Android, or you can find that on the Blind Bargains site. And now, interviews from ATIA 2015.
Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of ATIA 2015, featuring the latest and greatest in assistive technology and beyond. Now, direct from Orlando, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at ATIA 2015 in Orlando with Jeff Baser, sales manager for Dolphin, and here to talk about some new features in Guide, including some new ways to read books. Jeff, welcome back to Blind Bargains once again.
Oh man, it's great to be here, JJ. Thank you for coming by.
Absolutely. So last year at CSUN, we talked, I believe it was with Gareth actually, about Guide version 9, the latest Supernova, and since then, some new features have been added, some more reading services.
Yeah, exactly. We've expanded on Bookshelf from what we introduced at CSUN last year.
Explain what the Bookshelf is for people who might not remember.
So this is a new feature that's in our Guide and Supernova product now, and it's called Dolphin Bookshelf because literally you can read how you want, where you want. So with many of the services we have, you can read books or periodicals right in Guide or Supernova. In other words, right from your computer. But as you and I, JJ, know, and most other folks, a lot of folks want to have a little more portability. Mm-hmm. So you might not want to read on your computer. So we can also, with just a couple of keystrokes, transfer off to mobile devices like the Victor Stream or the HIMS, you know, the Blaze, mm-hmm. or Plextalks, things like that. All the popular DAISY readers.
Okay.
So what we've done here in the past couple months is we've added capability for the NLS Bard service. So literally now from Guide or Supernova, you're going to be able to log in with your credentials to Bard, as well as other services too. And specifically speaking for Bard, for NLS, you mm-hmm. can search the catalog. So you can search for the author or the title of the book you're looking for.
Sure.
Download it. Of course, you can't play it on your computer. But
I was just going to ask that. Okay.
Yeah, that could be coming down the road, you know.
Probably
know
some copyright issues there that they have to encryption exactly. And all that.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. So, but what you can do, you can download it, you know it's there, and then transfer it off. And it's literally, I mean, even from a 130, 140 meg file, which some of those lengthier books are,
sure.
It takes about 30 seconds to transfer off to your mobile device. Just a couple of clicks. So we've tried to make this as straightforward and as simple as possible to be able to do.
When you say mobile device, is it just the specialized players like the Victor Stream and the Blaze, or could you also go between that and the iPhone app, for instance?
You wouldn't be able to go between our device and the iPhone app,
okay.
You know, like for Bard.
Sure.
But, yeah, mainly what we're talking about is the DAISY players.
Sure.
You know, now, you don't have to transfer directly to the player. You can go just to the SD card as mm-hmm. well. So, you know, it's totally up to you on how you want to do that. But the other, the whole idea here with introducing this Bookshelf too, and again, talking portability, now that Microsoft and Windows, you know, has
yeah.
all of these tablets that are available. I mean, literally,
sure.
at CSUN, we were showing an 8-inch, an 11-inch tablet.
And they're very affordable.
Very affordable, exactly.
Yes.
So anything running, you know, full Windows, you'll be able to run our software on and, of course, play the content that you've downloaded.
Sure, the interesting thing about that is when, you know, the portable devices are really nice for playing digital content and NLS Bard books, but it's the search mechanisms, you know, when you only have a keypad or you only have a four-way pad, obviously are very limited, so you got to do the full text search or, you know, book search on the computer, it's probably a lot easier, I would assume.
It is, you know, and it's faster, of course, because you have the power there. I mean, if you have a decent internet connection, I mean, you're basically dealing with a full laptop machine and the speed and the power of that as well.
Sure.
So it actually works out very well. And, you know, we last year at NFB was the first time that we introduced NFB Newsline support in here, too. And we're really excited about that, JJ, because, you know, think about being able to wake up and, you know, get your morning newspaper, like a lot of folks grab it off the step. Well, mm-hmm. wouldn't it be nice if you just opened up magazines and newspapers and the one that you set aside to be your favorite was already downloaded and ready to play?
So could you schedule it to automatically download every morning? Or?
Right, exactly. So
okay.
as it's available, when it changes, it'll automatically download that. So as soon as you open the program, it's ready to either play right there in our guide or Supernova bookshelf player, or be transferred off to your mobile device if you want to do that.
So to clarify, most of the formats you have, like NFB Newsline and Bookshare, et cetera, you can actually play right in the player. It's NLS bar because of the additional restrictions that is a download-only option, correct?
You got it. Exactly right. Just barred at this point, we can't play.
Sure. Well, which other formats? So you have NFB Newsline, like I mentioned, Bookshare, of course.
Yeah, you hit them. We have EPUB books as well. We do have Project Gutenberg in there. We have the CNIB library in Canada. And then there are some others, you know, in other countries.
Sure, in other countries.
Like in the UK and Australia and places like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're always looking to expand, you know, so there'll be more and more all the time, you know, coming up.
And just to refresh, for those people who want to perhaps use the bookshelf features of Guide, is Guide a completely standalone product? Can it be used in conjunction with another screen reading product, or do you have to? Would you unload that other screen reader first if you wanted to use these features?
So the nice thing about Guide, it's a standalone product completely. It is a completely different way of accessing the computer. It does have a full speech and magnification capability.
Right.
Now, fairly basic on the magnification. We can change the size of the text, of course, and the colors, you know, of the foreground text as well as what's being highlighted on screen, that kind of thing. But the whole idea with Guide is that you are making all of your choices from a menu. So you are using all the applications are built in to Guide. So it's not accessing Microsoft Office or, you know, products like that.
Sure.
This is all proprietary standard stuff that's built into Guide. But the whole idea is this is for somebody who may not be able to remember all the keystrokes for using all those programs, remember how to maneuver all through Windows and get to where they want to go. We keep the interface simplified, and we have all the things they want to do right there in a menu number-based format.
Well, even
so very easy to use.
Even aside from that, though, having all those book services and some of that all in one place is just a convenience feature, even for perhaps a more advanced user.
Well, we think so. We absolutely think so. All in one place and all in a standard interface that is used all across the product.
You mentioned tablets of our tablets in Windows 8. Does Guide or any of your products include any sort of touchscreen and gesture support yet? Or?
Yep, that's a great question, actually, and I'm glad you asked because I wanted to tell you about that. We do have, in version 9 of Guide, we introduced touchscreen support for the first time. We also have it in Supernova as well. So we introduced 1, 2, and 3 finger gestures. And what our goal was to make this very, again, easy and straightforward to use. And also, all of our gestures you can do with just one hand. So you don't have to worry about using two hands to set up maybe for certain ones and that kind of thing.
Sure.
And then we have the standard, you know, pinch to zoom and, you know, moving your fingers in to make it smaller again and things like that. So the familiar stuff is there. But again, we tried to make it as straightforward as we could.
What is the feedback on that? That seems like adding touchscreen to support to screen readers. I mean, it's kind of a new frontier. It's back when screen readers, say, 15 years ago, were trying to first figure out how do we present web pages. And there was all these different approaches. And finally, the buffer approach pretty much won out for Windows. It seems like at this point, for touchscreens, you have a lot of different, you know, things being tried. And, you know, you kind of a learning process as you go along here to see what works? Or?
That's exactly it, yeah. It's been very positive to begin with. People have been pretty impressed at the ease of use that we've introduced. Now, on our Supernova, actually, on the screen reader side, we don't have it yet. We have it in the magnifier, and then we do have it all through Guide. So, but, you know, people have really liked what we've done. They've been very impressed. And, you know, we did a lot of research at first, talking to folks who had used iPads and, you know, other tablets to see what works and what they'd like to see improved. And so we feel like we kind of caught, you know, some good research and came up with a pretty good thing.
So I'm assuming there is plans to do gesture support in Supernova at some
Absolutely.
Point?
Absolutely. It's down the road. Yeah, it is.
Would the idea be the ultimate goal be so you could use gestures and completely use control your tablet without the need for keyboard interaction at all?
You know, I don't know about that necessarily. I mean, we do want to cater to a user who would like to be able to do that, and we do have a high contrast on-screen keyboard. So, you know, it covers the bottom half of the screen. You can the full keyboard is on screen at a time, so you don't have to scroll, you know, back and forth to be able to get all the keys in sight. So we feel like we did a pretty good job there. If you do want to, you know, not use the keyboard at all, all the capabilities that are on the keyboard are there on the touch screen as well. it's new yet, JJ. We got to be honest. So, yep. You know, we haven't completely seen all the uses for this, and I know we're going to, as we go along, we'll figure out, you know, what we need
to do. And it's kind of a cat and mouse game. Lots of blind people aren't using touchscreen computers yet because the access isn't necessarily there, you know, so it's a chicken and egg problem, and it's going to resolve itself, of course, and be interesting to follow how that develops.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. We're just excited to be part of it and be able to show it to, you know, folks who want to take a look.
Looking ahead, I'm assuming there's a version 10 behind the version 9?
Absolutely, yes, sir. And we'll see some new things coming in Guide for sure. We're looking at even more simplification, introducing new features, of course, as well. I'll tell you, I'm pretty excited because we're revamping the way we do internet radio and podcasting right now.
We'll have to get listed.
You'll be there. That's a guarantee, buddy. You'll be there. But a lot easier way to be able to access that, and then for users, like you said, to be able to find their favorites and add them in.
Right, and automatically download them or whatever they need to do. Absolutely.
Yes,
great.
Yep.
Just to fill people in, how much does Guide or Supernova or these products cost, and how can they get a hold of more information?
Absolutely. So we're looking at $795 right now for our Guide product. Supernova starts at $395, and that's for the magnification only. If we add magnification with speech, we're at $595. The screen reader, $795. And the Supernova Access Suite, which is full screen reading, full magnification, and support for refreshable Braille, you're at $1,195 for that. Now, these run on all Windows platforms, so we're not worried about standard versus professional. We have 30-day demos for all of our products, so if you want to try it out, you just go to the website, click on or check the specific product, mm-hmm. and we have a 30-day demo there that can be converted with an unlock code if you decide to purchase, so that's very easy.
Have you followed others in dropping XP support at this point?
We support it still, but that's the official what Microsoft has done. So we're trying to, you know, move forward as best we can.
You can only hold on so long, folks. So.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much.
Sure. Can I just give you an email address?
Oh, absolutely. Let's do that.
So my email would be Jeff, J-E-F-F dot Bazer, B like boy, A-Z-E-R, at yourdolphin.com, and a phone number, direct line to me, area code 609-902-5963.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, JJ. Appreciate it, buddy.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.